This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Jose Daniel Montemayor. Date of birth, March 30th, 1995. Case ID number is 713-5883. Date of exam, January 25th, 2024. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from DHR dated 8/30/2023. Identifying information, this is a 28-year-old separated male with one child who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of multiple sclerosis, depression, hypertension, and obesity. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was November 2023, where he worked as a bank teller for 3 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. He has graduated from high school, but is living with his parents in a house and not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, multiple sclerosis. The claimant states that in 2016, he was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. He was having symptoms of diplopia horizontally, ataxia, decreased ability to walk, urinary retention, right hemiparesis, plegia, secondary to a small stroke, dysmetria, decreased vibration, proprioception, and decreased sensation. He is presently on Kesimpta, that's K-E-S-I-M-P-T-A, 20 milligrams IM, Q-month, which has helped him, but the claimant states he continues to feel very weak. He had been on some other medications before, but he noticed that they don't work as well as they did initially, and that's why he's been switched over to another medication. But the claimant states he's progressively getting weaker at this time. Allegation number two, depression. The claimant states that since 2016, when he was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, he suffered from severe depression. The claimant states he suffers from sadness, crying spells, depression, panic attacks, insomnia, increase and decrease appetite, apathy, decreased concentration, decreased motivation, anger, and just no interest in life anymore. He does bathe every day and he brushes his teeth daily. The patient was cooperative and pleasant and future-oriented and showed appropriate help-seeking behavior. His mental status appeared to be normal. He was well-kept and wearing casual attire. The claimant was cooperative and had good eye contact with me and was alert. Orientation to place, time, situation, and person was mildly decreased. His attention and concentration were fair. Mannerisms were normal. His speech rate was within normal limits, but he had decreased clarity and articulation. His thought processes were normal. The claimant states that he does not hear voices, but he does see shadows occasionally. He has had suicidal ideation in the past, but no suicidal attempts. He states he's too afraid to kill himself. His mood was depressed. The claimant was married and has been separated, secondary to the problems that he's having, multiple sclerosis. He denies any substance abuse and is presently not working and on no medications for depression at this time. His condition appears to be stable, but it is ongoing. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2009, he was having shortness of breath, right temple headaches, and which he had been having for 3 years, and blurred vision. The claimant did have in-organ damage, a cerebral vascular accident, which occurred on July the 19th, 2019. He denies any myocardial infarction or nephropathy. He is presently on no medications for this condition. His blood pressure at this visit was 121 over 78 mmHg, which is normal. Limitations, the claimant is able to walk one half block slowly, stand for 30 minutes, comma, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, but slowly, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and can write, but poorly. He has difficulty in holding up a cup, but he can do it still at this time. He is unable to open up a jar top or lift more than 1 or 2 pounds above his head. He states that he can occasionally cook an egg, but is unable to sweep and has difficulty sometimes buttoning his clothes and putting his clothes on. He has no assistive devices, and his physician is Dr. Alejandro Cruz. He is on no medication for pain and does minimal to no physical activity. His daily activities include sleeping, comma, watching TV, comma, doing light housework, comma, occasionally cooking, comma, and sometimes helping with the laundry. He does no other physical activities at this time. Allegation number four, obesity. The claimant states that for the last 5 months, he's gained approximately 22 pounds. He was receiving some steroid injections, and his BMI at this time is 28. He was receiving 2 steroid injections per year, and he states because he's not able to do a lot of physical activity, he has gained a substantial weight. The claimant is overweight, but he's not morbidly obese. His condition appears to be stable, and he does not appear to be overweight. Family history. The father is 56 and has hypertension. The mother is 52 and does not have any problems. The grandparents suffer from diabetes mellitus. Medications, Kesimpta, that's K-E-S-I-M-P-T-A, I-M-Q-M-A-N. Medical problems, hypertension, comma, multiple sclerosis, comma, history of CVA, with mild right hemiparesis / plasia, which appears to have resolved. Depression, comma, obesity, comma, history of double vision, comma. Ataxic gait, comma. Fatigue, comma. Immunosuppression, comma, internuclear ophthalmoplasia of the right eye, overactive bladder, and a history of lipoma of the right arm, which was removed in 2008. Social history, tobacco. The claimant has a history of smoking 10 cigarettes per day for 5 years. Alcohol, the claimant does have a history of drinking socially. He denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of marijuana, cocaine, crack, heroin, or any IV drug abuse. communicable diseases. The claimant denies any history of hepatitis, HIV, any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 98.2 Fahrenheit, weight 172 pounds, height 5 feet, 6 and a fourth inches tall, BP 121 over 78 mmHg, heart rate 70 beats per minute, respiration 14 respirations per minute, BMI 28, claimant is mildly obese. General, this is a 28-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in mild acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you drop down to H-E-E-N-T? The claimant had a normal cephalic atraumatic head, no scleroderis with nodae or conjunctival petechiae. The fundoscopic examination of undilated pupils appears to be grossly normal. No oral pharyngeal erythema, exudate, or other lesions were noted. External auditory canals were normal in appearance, and no lesions in the nares were noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light. However, extraocular movements were decreased. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were also mildly abnormal. Snellen vision, OD uncorrected, is 20/30. Pinhole is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/40. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/25. He does wear glasses, and he forgot to bring them. The claimant was alert and did have good eye contact with me. He was not completely oriented times three, but appeared to be cognitive intact. His speech was fluent, and his mood was depressed for the time. He did appear to have clear thought processes, but his memory was poor, concentration was fair, and he wasn't completely oriented to time, place, person, or situation. Reflexes of the patellar and ankle were 3+ bilaterally, as well as increased reflexes for the brachioradialis reflex and biceps reflexes bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 to 12 were grossly intact, except for cranial nerves 3, 4, and 6, where the claimant has difficulty in doing extraocular movements. Cerebellar function, the claimant's gait was slow, unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. His hand-eye coordination was good and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was abnormal, but the Romberg sign was negative. Muscular skeletal. The claimant had multiple muscle spasms and tremors noted with any kind of movement. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or other deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical, thoracic, and lumbar sign, but with spasms. The claimant was able to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor, but with some difficulty. There is normal range of motion, but decreased motor and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise examined the sitting and supine position was normal, but with spasms. Sensory examination was abnormal to light touch throughout the body. There is normal range of motion, but decreased strength of both knees. The claimant had difficulty in squatting and getting up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with difficulty. The claimant had difficulty in walking on his heels and toes. but was able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. It was noted that with every kind of range of motion, the claimant did have tremors and spasms. Assisted devices, he requires no assisted device at this time. Neurological grip strength is +3/5 bilaterally. He is able to pinch, oppose fingers, and make a full closed fist. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were not grossly intact, and the claimant had problems with cranial nerves 3, 4, and 6. Reflexes were symmetrical, and biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were increased to +3. Sensory examination was abnormal to light, touch, pinprick, and position sense was abnormal. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but definitely muscle spasms and tremors. Muscle strength was +3/5 for all tested areas. Fine and dexterous finger control is mildly abnormal. Functional capacity. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is moderately restricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle very small objects. He hears and speaks fairly well. There is evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction in the form of multiple sclerosis with a marked decrease in weakness noted for all four extremities. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk with mild difficulty. There is abnormal grip strength bilaterally at +3/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is moderately restricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show fatigue. The claimant has limitations in his visual fields as well as in his vision, which has been corrected with glasses. However, he still has difficulty with extraocular movements and visual fields. He is able to communicate fairly well with some limitations, but does have restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to multiple sclerosis. Probable diagnoses. Number one, multiple sclerosis, confirmed with physical examination and medical records. The claimant has been switched over to another medication, and he appears to be getting progressively worse. He states the medications don't work as well as they did before. Allegation number two, depression, - not being treated at this time, but appears to be fairly stable. Number three, hypertension. Blood pressure was 121/78 mmHg, which is normal. He is presently on no medications for that at this time. Number four, obesity, secondary probably to steroid injections. He does have a BMI of 28, but appears to be fairly stable and does not appear to be overweight. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Jose Daniel Montemayor.